It's very important tonight. I know what this revival is fully called for. Sometimes God lets you walk in sort of not darkness, but he don't really reveal exactly what he want to do when he call a meeting. There's a lot of things, just let me talk to you a minute before I start, been held back from you. There's a reason for that. The Holy Spirit is going to begin tonight unfolding a revival in you, but also a revival in substance. You may write that down and date it. There's some things that are happening in the body of Christ that has been happening before the cross and is happening after the cross. Men tried to operate in the law instead of the cross. Listen very carefully. Now men are trying to operate in grace without the cross. So we made a lot of weak Christians because they don't know about commitment to him. He wanted them committed to them. And so sin became glamorous because grace was going to handle it. But the glory has not manifested because they tried to put grace in the place of glory. Our assignment this week, there's a lot of things that the Lord wanted you to do, the Lord wanted you to have, places the Lord wanted you to go. Our assignment tonight is to let you know that the law can't take the place of the cross. And that grace can't take the place of the cross. The cross fulfilled the law. You listening? And the cross produced grace. You go after the production, but not the original. So, we want to receive the apostolic anointing of living a crucified life. Yes, sir. Write it down. Receiving. Yeah, receiving. Wait now. Watch what I said. The apostolic anointing of living a crucified life. It is a higher form of spiritual government you will walk in after this night. See. There are some things that have been held back from us because of us stepping out of divine order.
Right.
We're going to see Paul face Peter. Peter, a veteran apostle. Paul is a young apostle. But he had a revelation to shut Peter down when he got out of order with religion and racism. And you're going to see Paul face him. And here I'm going to show you why Paul was able to face him. Because they took this very text here. Go in Galatians. Go in Galatians chapter 1. It's not my text, but I want you to see it. I want you to see why Paul was able to face those veteran apostles, such as Peter and Barnabas, who had got away from the cross and went back to the law. Now, here we are now. They have got away from the cross and gone to grace. And so it displacing your power. Remember, for the preaching of the cross, it's foolish to those who perish, 1 Corinthians 1:18, but to us who believe is the power of God. Then he says it's the power and wisdom of God. So if you try to operate in grace without embracing the cross, you're not going to have the power and you're not going to have the wisdom that you need to function in. So you can get ready now. Some things I'm going to say to you tonight, going to put you on another level.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Other way, let me say it this way. You will have a larger accelerator when you leave it in that. You're going to be able to press harder.
Yes, sir.
But there's some things, places that God been want you to be in, have been want you to go, but without the apostolic legacy and the divine order of that type of power and government in the church, I see myself in the same position Paul was in, having to deal with seniors.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But here, Galatians 1:1 is why you can deal with seniors. Yeah, here, Galatians 1:1. Before I start preaching, I want you to see that. Paul, an apostle. Not of men. I had no ceremony. Ceremony don't fit the real thing. Neither by man, but by who? Jesus Christ and God the Father. Now watch what he said there in that. See, when you see that he raised him from the dead, he's talking about the cross. Uh-huh. So now, here I want you to get these words before we start. Correction. Direction. Protection. Perfection. The three got to come before the last one. Perfection in the atmosphere or attitude of completion, or in the attitude of maturity. Spiritual things cannot be matured in without a revelation and understanding of your position in the cross. Now go in that same, I just use that verse to establish the fact, because I'm correcting a lot of apostles and pastors and ministers right now, and it's just like Paul did in that time. I'm correcting them because they cannot dance around with grace without the cross. And actually what they're doing is giving people a license of sin, because what happened from the cross, conviction come. The Holy Ghost can fully convict a person. When I go wrong, I can sense the presence of the Holy Ghost convicting me. It's not right. Get it straight now. It's not that I'm getting off just because I prayed, just because I say, no, get it straight. See. All these seeker-sensitive atmospheres being created where people think that grace got them covered. No, grace can't cover you without the cross. So so the preaching of the cross that sets you free. It's not the preaching of grace.
Yes, sir. Come on, apostle.
See, they took Galatians, they thought Paul was talking about preaching grace. No, Paul was talking about preaching the cross, then grace. Turn with me in that Sam chapter in the 6th. I'll go back and deal with Paul and Peter in a few minutes. Let me tell you a few things that will whet your appetite to listen. First of all, receiving the apostolic anointing of living a crucified life. The reason you have to receive that anointing came through an apostle. Living a crucified life is not regular living. It's not just I'm a church member. It's a lifestyle of power and wisdom beyond this world, beyond Satan, beyond all your enemies.
Yes, sir.
So I'm going to ask you tonight to take your grace jacket off a few minutes. So you can wear your grace right. And it's been in the claws of the church so long, and had the church set in this vicious cycle so long that it's going to take a while for the enemy to turn you loose. It's Satan's trick to make you believe you can sin and you're all right. So let me, before I read this text, let me clarify something. A revival is designed to bring a refreshing and a renewal and to reverse condition. Let me give you that again now. I want you to know that your condition, if you're listening, some condition that you're not satisfied with are about to be reversed. Stale moments in your life where you're not, your joy and the peace of the Lord is not flowing, it's about to be refreshed. A revival is designed to bring a refreshing and renewal to reverse condition. I'd like for you to get that because you ain't going to find that in no book, you know. Secondly, to render the enemy helpless. See, where we're going tonight? We're going tonight from this night forward. The enemy, no matter what he tries, woo, Lord, going to be helpless in your life. Because you're going to know how to function in the power of the cross. Every time you mess with, there's going to be a third day. Wave at me if you're seeing me. Wave at me. Oh, yeah. See, because now, law is not going to stop the cross. And grace is not going to stop the cross. They're all going to blend in. All right, the third thing I want you to get. To rescue you from any fallen position that has come in your life. That's what the revelation will do. It's going to rescue you from any fallen position that has come in your life and you've been trying to get it out. Here's understanding in my book, The Cross Factor. Without understanding what I'm saying tonight, the church been covering himself with fig leaves. Running from the presence of the Lord. Adam and Eve. Yeah, they found out they were naked. And then they covered themselves with fig leaves. And they knew they wasn't right. And when the Lord's presence come, they ran. Well, without understanding this revival, what we're going to deal with tonight and tomorrow night, without understanding it, you may be sometime walk around with fig leaves. When the Lord came, he killed an animal, blood had to be shed, and he dressed them up. Grace without the cross is fig leaf. So there's a fig leaf gospel being preached. And large following, because they don't understand that there's a better place. Also, because people are not about preaching to them, they don't know what they're going to receive. It will send the former rain and the latter rain at the same time. In your life. Two more things to tell you, and I want to read this text and take you over to another text. My goodness. My goodness. My goodness. It will release the power and wisdom of how to stay in a reigning anointing. Or EIGN. Oh, somebody get ready for this one. Oh, my. It's going to hurt a little bit. If you live in a regular life, it is an insult to the cross. Yeah, that's what I said. If you live in a regular routine life, it is an insult to the cross. And we got to do something about that tonight. Amen. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 14, I want to read it out of three translations. The Apostle Paul is dealing with something here. He's dealing with fleshly Christian. You know any? You said so. No, I didn't say that. But notice what the apostle said here, and notice the opening three words. But God forbid. Man, I'm listening. Man, anything God forbid, I'm listening. See, God forbid. You know, but God forbid. So, could it be we've been living on a level that God forbid? Could it be you're going to make a shift up in here tonight? Like, see, hey, let me tell you now, this apostolic, this, see, I got to keep saying it because we're so far behind. This government is stronger. You're going to be stronger spiritually. You're going to be more anointed. You're going to be more powerful. Let me tell you how powerful you're going to be. The name of Jesus will start dancing when they see you coming. Because I finally now can do what I was sent to do. There's somebody coming who know their rights, hooked up properly, and not afraid to leave religion behind. I'll tell you right now, I'll tell you a quick way to find out. If you're ready to flow. If all your family members still love you, you ain't ready yet. They call you for all the fast they're doing and they pat you on the back and they call you for your birthday, you ain't ready. You got to lose some family members. Jesus, being Jesus, lost some family members. Don't worry about them, they're supposed to go. If mama don't love me, I come to send a soul, he said. All right, watch this now. Sit down. How? I'm going to read the text, but I want to make it clear where we are here. How important it is to understand your position in the cross. It's not a place of defeat. It's the very place of victory. It's where God whooped everybody that was against him. So he said, but God forbid that I should glory, say, except where? In the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now here we go. by whom the world is crucified unto me. And I unto the world. That's heavy, heavy.
Yes,
sir. All right, let me read it in the Message Bible, the 14th verse.
Yes, sir.
For my part, I'm going to boast about nothing but the cross of our Master, Jesus Christ. Because of that cross, I've been crucified in relation to the world, set free from the stifling atmosphere of pleasing others, and fitting into the little pattern that they dictate. We out. We out. Them little goals they set for the church. They think we little Mickey Mouse players here, but we got, when we function in that cross properly, all those little boundaries that they've been trying to put on us, they can't hold us no more. I need to read that again. My part, I am going to boast about nothing but the cross of our Master. Nothing else. Nothing else. Nothing else. What else is it? Who paid it? Why he paid it at? What are you? The cross crucify a social gospel. I'm hitting some of the largest ministry in the world right now. Uh-huh. But you remember that first verse I read to you, right? They don't have no strings on me. God need a man with no strings. God need a man who find out that God is his source. God need a man or a woman know they can't be cut out. And I know they get stronger this week on that thing, man, because that thing have held a lot of people back from living holy.
Yes, sir.
You're pushing these grace button without the blood. Grace don't work without the blood. All right, let me read it again. Because I'm going to read it out of another translation. For my part, I am going to boast about nothing but the cross of our Master. That Paul said that. Jesus Christ. That's my own. That's who I'm going to glory in. That's who I'm going to boast. That's what I'm going to talk about. Because of that cross. I have been crucified in relation to the world. Set free from stifling atmosphere. Trifling atmosphere. Of pleasing others. And fitting into the little patterns that they dictate. You heard that?
Yes,
little pattern that they dictate. This is the farthest you can go. Success is flowing all around your head right now. And there's a lot of success for everybody. Don't let nobody tell you that. Everybody can be successful. There's plenty enough. God give plenty enough for all of us to be blessed. Don't let them fool you with that. All right, let me give you something there. Let me give you. This 14th verse. This is a Passion translation. My only boast is in the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus, our Messiah. In Him I have been crucified to this natural realm.
Come on, Apostle.
crucified, come on, talk to me, to this natural realm. I decide that I'm not going to live natural no more. You're too powerful to have rules and regulations by men to stop you. Stop walking in the natural. When you glory in the cross, you go into another realm where miracles, signs, and wonders are functioning. Grace by itself can't take you out the natural. No blood. The law by itself can't take you out the natural. No blood. Everything that's been holding you back has to turn you loose tonight. So then faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You're in another position. Don't you ever put nothing. Don't put goodness. Don't put mercy. Don't put grace. Don't put forgiveness. None of that ahead of the cross. Keep the cross in the center. Thank God for what he did. Thank Jesus for what he did. Thank God that he gave his son on the cross for me. Thank God I got a celebration up in here tonight. I got something to magnify and glorify God with. Thank God. You must get to the point that every day is Good Friday. Yesterday was Good Friday. Today is Good Friday. Tomorrow is going to be Good Friday. Then you can call it Good Monday if you want. As long as you got the cross, Good Tuesday if you want. Good. Somebody shout in here. You know why? Look at me. You know why? Whether you know it or not, you are freer than you ever been. I know up in here you have been taken to another level of thinking, of understanding, of faith. You are taken there tonight. You're going to see things manifest like never before. You're going to see people who stop you fall down before you get there. Because power. Putting that cross in the right place. Faith in the cross is what sets you free. Faith in what Christ did for you. He took your place. That sets you free. Hear what I hear the Spirit of God says. Scriptures are drifting without the cross. So the scriptures you was using without the cross, they've been drifting. That's why, no power. That's why you didn't get the result. No wisdom. No blood. You've been using a bloodless Bible. And so Satan just stand up and talk back to you. Because he knows that he have hidden something from you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Till tonight. Yes, sir. Till tonight.
That's what this revival for.
Yes, sir.
See, apostolic preaching of the cross.
Yes.
Revival.
Yes.
Coming back alive.
Yes.
Now we're going to see the miracles that we saw in the book of Acts.
Yes.
The church going to come into those miracles. Just like that. The Holy Ghost will not function without the cross. The cross paid for him to come. Why you want me to turn my back on my route?
Yeah.
Why you want to excuse the cross and talk to me? Don't come talking to me. I got you through the cross.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm sent you to finish what the cross started.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So could it be with scriptures, with a grace vocabulary, and with a lot of law and order, you still been in the natural realm? you see what I'm saying?
Yes,
because see the cross is the only thing that vitalized the supernatural. It's the only thing that make the spirit functionizable. It's the only flow. Hear what I hear. Everything that's been frozen in your life dissolved tonight. Because the heat back. We got my heat back. Tell somebody I got my heat back. Ah, I got my heat back. Cold, empty moments are over. Because I'm burning on the inside. All right, Lord, I should make sure they understand where we are here. Make sure they understand. I'll do it, Lord. All right, let me read this again. I'll do it. Let me read it again. My only boast is in the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus, our Messiah. In him, I have been crucified to this natural realm. Mm-hmm. And the natural realm is dead to me. And no longer. Somebody help me up in here. No longer dominating my life. Everything that was dominating in you before you came through those doors tonight is over. You leaving here as a cross dominator. I need you to say something. Somebody ain't open their mouth up here. I need you to say something. All this preaching here. Do you know what God bringing you tonight? Do you know what God saying to you tonight? Do you know what happening to you tonight? Do you know the glory here tonight? Do you know Jesus standing on his feet right now? The name of Jesus is useless without the cross. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Wow. My God.
What the Spirit of God said to tell you in this revival, based on the things I have, we'll open it up more. Stop trying to fit in with society. Stop trying to fit in with them. Stop trying to appease them when they come with this little weak stuff. Just tell them I don't do that. I don't go there. I'm too valuable. Too high a price was paid for me to be who I am. For me to come down to your level. I cost too much. Y'all understand my language? You understand my language? I can't come down there. Listen, I want you to understand this. And because of this tonight, you will be called fanatical by the system that want to control you. They'll say, you're fanatical. You believe all that? Yeah, I believe all that. I believe it. And we're supposed to be a little fanatical to the system. A little wild.
that praise him? Like the Lord sure been good to me? I got to tell somebody where the Lord brought me from? I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed of Jesus. I'm not ashamed of the cross. I'm not ashamed of my Bible. I'm not ashamed to wave my hand. Not just in church. I need to praise him. He's been good to me. I need to magnify him. I need to glorify him. You ain't gonna stop me from praying to my Lord. You don't know what the Lord had done for me. Another moment. It's another moment in the body of Christ. It's another moment, not just here in Darrow. Listen to me. Listen to me. This going all over the world. The church is coming out of that hole. They're not going to run us no more. The world, sinners, rich folks, nobody going to run us. Nobody got a Jesus like we have. Nobody got a Lord like we got. He was crucified for me. I don't know about you. Did he die for you? Somebody ought to praise him up in here. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I'm glad he died in my place. Hallelujah. I couldn't say it myself. I couldn't say it myself. But God sent somebody to save me. God gave his only begotten son to be my savior. You think I'm gonna be quiet? No, I gotta tell somebody about it. Anybody here got a testimony about God's son save you too? If he save you, I want you to shout. Because he saved. Because he saved. If he save you, I want you to dance. Because he saved. Somebody raise their hands. Because he saved. Somebody clap your hands. Because he saved us. I'm saved. Because of Jesus. I'm saved. Because of his blood. I'm saved. Because he hung on that cross and he died for me. I don't know if he died for you, but he died for me. And I'm so glad tonight I can testify. He's been so good to me. I want to praise his name. Has he been good to you? Do you have anything to shout about? Do you have anything you want to tell somebody? What the Lord have done for you. The Lord have brought me from a long way. I was lost in my sin. Early one Sunday morning, I heard the gospel preach. I heard a little short preacher talking about, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I got on my feet that Sunday morning, 44 years ago, marched to the front, took the preacher's hand and told him, I want that Jesus. That Jesus, I've been running. I said, I've been running ever since that day, and I'm not tired yet. I'm going to keep on running. I know what I'm running about. I know where I'm running from. I know where I'm...